Hello, my name is Kier.
And my name is Eric.
Yes, welcome to our podcast, Future Brain. Our podcast deals with topics in the future, so like future things. And our topic today is designer berries. Now, my partner Kier will tell you something about us.
Thank you, Eric. Now I want to talk about us. We are going to the Q2SN at the Hans Brüggemann School in Bodesholm and have started a school project which we upload a weekly podcast to our school website.
Okay, our first topic today is designer baby. Designer baby is a baby whose genetic makeup has been selected in order to eradicate a particular defect or to ensure that a particular gene is present.
Our first thought about designer babies was that in the future there could be super soldier, who are mainly used by dictatorships in order to be able to continue to exercise their power. Eric, what is your opinion about that? That designer babies can change our world?
Nice question, Kiel. Yes, my opinion is that it's a big danger to be able to produce such super soldiers, because there are countries like North Korea, China or Russia that can use them as a dangerous weapon against other countries. This could also trigger World War III in the future, and this is a thing that we don't want again.
I agree with you, but I have something to add. If we look back in history and look at the First World War, we can see that it was triggered by an arms race and that the super soldier could risk that other countries also arm themselves with super soldiers, and this leads to a mistrust of the countries.
It's a little bit like the situation in the Second World War with the Nazis. The Nazis have tried to set up a super army. The plan was to mobilize blue-eyed and blonde boys for an army. Our second topic is the different classes in the society and that only rich people can produce designer baby. Through this point, the world create a big class different in society. Okay, what is your opinion about this topic?
This is a very interesting question, because designer babies are better than normal people. It could divide society. In addition, the rich would be preferred, as only the rich could afford something, and this create advantages in the world.
Well, Kiel, yes, it's an interesting topic to discuss about. I want to say about this something like this. Yes, it will probably have one positive thing in the future that could possibly stop the racism, but it would drive another racism. The racism against blacks would be off the table, but the racism against non-designer babies or designer babies could arise. This would be a big problem in the future.
Yes, I agree with you. Racism is an important point in society. We have been trying to fight this for several years, and this enables us to suppress racism. This is a personal question for you, Eric. Do you have a wish how the designer babies can change the world in a positive way?
Good question, Kiel. Yes, I have a wish, and my wish is that would be that everyone has the opportunity to be able to produce designer babies, so that diseases such as cancer or heredity diseases can be eradicated, and everyone has the chance to have a full life.
I think this is a good wish, and I have nothing to add. Yes, that was our first podcast. We hope you liked it, and give some feedback at our school website.
Yes, thank you for listening. Next week we want to make a new version of our podcast. Yes, and our topic will be flying cars. So, goodbye and have a nice week.
Goodbye. See you later.